So last week, we started a new series called Going Deeper. We want to grow deeper in our faith. We want to understand what God is calling us to do with our lives and what direction God is leading us in. And this week, we are taking a look deeper into our faith through service. So before I jump in today's lesson, I have to tell you a quick story. It wouldn't be Emily without a quick story, an Emily story. So this week has been really hectic. Has anyone else had a hectic week? Just me? Okay, no, I see lots of hands. That makes me feel better. Excuse me. But it's been very busy. There's been so much going on. I think it's because it's the first full week of January. Everyone's just getting back to starting all over again. The weather was super weird. It was really cold. I didn't really know what to do. And then if you notice, when depending on how you came in this morning, all of the sidewalks are missing on Valley Street. And to accomplish that, they have been jackhammering outside of my office for 5 days straight. I can still hear it. Thanks, Kyle. Thank you. I appreciate it. Are we done? Okay. Well, I'm not giving the sermon next week, so that's fine. Bring it on. All right. But when it came time to sit down to write the message for this week, I was really excited. I knew the topic. It was on service. I can do that. That's a no-brainer. That's like 95% of my job here, what I do at the church, and I was so excited. I was ready to knock it out of the park. And so I sat down at my computer, and I started typing, and I was all excited, and I said, what is service? You know, just make sure people know what it is before you start talking about it. What is service? Service is putting others first. Nailed it. Got it. And then like the cursor just kept blinking on my screen for a really long time and no more words came. And I was like, but this is easy. I should be able to do this. And it just kept blinking and blinking and blinking. And so I said, you know what? That's fine. Okay, that's fine. Let's get up. Let's go do something else. So I went to Bible study this week. I went to one of our ladies' circle meetings. Talked to people in the hallway, did all types of stuff. And almost every conversation that I had with people this week, guess what the topic was about? Service. I didn't even bring it up. So I would just chime on in and words would flow and it was beautiful. And then I'd go sit back down at that computer and guess what? Nothing. Nothing. Could not recall a single word that I said. So I was starting to get concerned. I was like, okay, Anthony's in Africa. He's not coming back. I can't let Kenji down. He has to do the other half, but I have to do my part. And I was starting to doubt myself. I was starting to doubt my abilities. This isn't something that I'm necessarily comfortable with, but I know that God is growing me through this process, and I needed to get something down on paper. You do not want me up here without some paper. So when I got home one night, I was telling my husband, Chris, kind of the struggles that I was going through, and I was like, Chris, this isn't working. I don't know what's happening. And at one point, I even was like, I'm Moses. And he started laughing. He goes, babe, you're not Moses. I said, I'm not saying that I'm Moses. I said, I feel like I'm Moses. I feel like I can't speak. I cannot do this. And then Chris finally stopped laughing once I explained to him again, I'm not Moses. I just feel like Moses. I'm so sorry I said that I'm Moses. But in the Old Testament, Moses declared many times that he did not feel like he was a good speaker, that he was not eloquent enough to get God's message across to other people. And then God reminded Moses that he would be with him and give him everything he needed to deliver God's message. So thanks to those that helped encourage me this week through studying this week's scripture, and a little thanks to Moses, remembering how he was, we have a little message within the message this morning that I pray will just speak to somebody as we get started. So a couple truths that I was reminded of this week during this process was God gives us the ability to do all things through his strength. Whatever you are going through right now, whatever you have lined up for next week, the next few months, this whole year, he gives us the ability to do all things through his strength. God makes a way for us to do things that we think are impossible. We all know that, I think. I hope. I pray that we know that. He gives us the ability and a way to do the impossible. And God is growing us through the process, like I just mentioned. That process sometimes can be uncomfortable. It pushes us beyond what we think we are capable of. But God is using us for his purpose. And again, I just pray that that speaks to someone in this room this morning. So it turns out I was just overthinking it. Emily was being Emily. I was overthinking it, making it more complicated than it needed to be. And so this morning, we're going to keep it quite simple. Here's how we're going to start out. If we are actively trying to deepen our relationship with God, and if we are seeking out how to live our lives by the example Jesus taught us, then we will be intentional in how we serve. So Jesus gives us the example to follow. In Matthew 20, 28, it says, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. And then our scripture this morning, Peter gives us the encouragement to serve. And that's where we're going to jump back in. We're going to look at verse 10 of our scripture this morning. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others. We have all been given spiritual gifts, talents, or a skill set by God. If you aren't sure what those are yet, a great way to figure out what God is gifting you with is through serving. So I grew up going to church every single week, but I didn't know much about serving when I was younger. I knew my mom gave of her time and her talents by serving in the choir, and my dad was an usher, but that was about it. It wasn't until I was a young adult that I really began to understand and take some time to learn more about who Jesus is, who we are called to be as followers of Christ, and how we should act. And as my knowledge of the Bible grew about who Jesus is, I began to understand God's calling for my life. And it is so much more than whatever career decision I was trying to make at the time, where I would live, or any other detail I was worried about figuring out when I was a young adult. So fun fact about myself, most of you might already know this, but when I was 18, I moved here to Valdosta, Georgia to go to Valdosta State University. Came from the big city of Atlanta, that's right. Came down to the small town with palm trees to go to school. And the beach is not 2 hours, the beach is not 10 minutes away like somebody told me, it's 2 hours. But here I was. I was really involved in the Wesley Foundation. We've heard a lot about the Wesley Foundation as of late, and I give them a lot of thanks for the spiritual foundations that they provided for me for about 6 years. I did 2 degrees. It didn't take me 6 years to get through college. But it was through Bible studies at the Wesley and attending this very church. Yep, I came here as an 18-year-old. When I was a young adult, that I started searching for what plan or purpose God had for my life. So those of you that are getting close to college age, or you're in college, or you just remember what college was like, it's a pivotal time in your life. There are so many decisions to be made, so many choices every single day. But through the Wesley and through this church, I was so thankful that I was surrounded by leaders and teachers that wanted to help nurture the calling that God had on my life. Did I mention I was a criminal justice major? Does everybody know that? I never worked in criminal justice, not one day, and I'm okay with that. So you see, freshmen don't typically serve on Wesley leadership at the time. That's something you do when you're a sophomore or above, but that year they made an exception for a few of us, and I began to learn what service looked like through leadership. At the same time, I was asked here at this church if I would teach middle school Sunday school, which is kind of funny. And I said yes, because I had absolutely no idea what that would look like, but I said yes, let's do it. And then I remember sitting in the auditorium that the Wesley used to meet in for their worship services. And they asked who felt led to go on a mission trip that summer. I'm not sure I even heard where the location of the mission trip was gonna be, because I just had this overwhelming feeling I needed to go. Like, I was being called to go, and I totally missed where they said they were going. So we went to India for 2 weeks that summer. I went to India. That was my first mission trip that I ever went on. I really wish I would have been in a youth group when I was growing up to help kind of ease into that process, but it was a little bit different for the way that I jumped into service. Excuse me. And that was what began my call to serve wherever God sent me. So I went to India 20 years ago. That just shows you how old I am. I went to India 20 years ago. And since then, God has led me to either lead or go on 25 more mission trips. And that's local, regional, international. Now, we don't all have the same callings, the same giftings or talents. God divvies those up amongst all of us so we can all serve differently. And so if you don't feel called to jump on a plane and go serve internationally somewhere, that's okay. It's all right. But if you do feel called to go, what are you waiting for? Go. And then for those of you that don't feel called to go internationally to serve, where is God calling you to serve right here? Pray and ask God to reveal to you what your calling is. Then you have to be willing to take action to see how your gifts, talents, or skill set can be used in the right area to serve others. We have so many people here at this church that already give of their time, gifts, and talents, and our church is so blessed by their service. We see it every single Sunday, and we see it weekly, and it's a joy and a privilege to get to serve with so many people that want to see the love of Jesus shared through their actions. And as we start off the new year, it's an exciting time to encourage everyone to listen closely to what God is leading you to do this season of your life. So you might have seen this quote. I'm going to pop it up on the screen real quick. You might have seen it bouncing around social media this week. It got sent to me. I hadn't seen it. And then by the time it got sent to me, I saw like tons of people sharing it. And I was like, man, I already had that in the sermon. Stop sharing it. But it says, "You'll never truly feel connected to a church until you begin to serve in it. Attending church helps you grow spiritually, but serving allows you to fulfill your God-given purpose." I don't know where it came from. It's been shared so many times. It just keeps getting shared. But that is a good word. That's exactly, I think, what we need to hear this morning. And I pray that it resonates with somebody, more than just one person in this room this morning. So as a staff member of this church, I love to help people get connected here. God has been teaching me that over the last few years that church work is not just about doing the work of the church. Sure, we can do events, we can set up Bible studies, we can do all the work. But being a staff member and working here, it's more about equipping God's people in the church to serve and to do ministry. And so now that we know that God gives us special gifts, special talents to use to serve others, how can we serve and how do we do it? So that's when we're going to look at the second part of verse 11. If anyone serves, they should do so with the strength God provides. We were already reminded of that earlier. God gives us the strength to do all things. So who is called to serve? We all are. Children, youth, adults, everyone. And we can see that in the Rock ministry, in the core ministry that we have, in these small groups, in the circles, and different things. We all serve. And now is a great time that if we're not serving, it's time to jump in and join. Sometimes we can think we're not qualified to serve. I have nothing to offer. Nope, nothing. I'll just be. Or you're not sure how to serve, where to get started. And this verse reminds us that it's not in our own strength to figure it out. I spin my wheels all the time trying to do things in the strength of Emily, and it's a waste of time. Emily is not always capable of doing things that needs God's strength to accomplish. And so we have to lean into that strength that God gives us to know where he's calling us to serve. If you guys, sometimes when I'm up on the stage or I'm about to get on the stage, if hopefully you're not watching me, please don't. But if you do see me, I look like I'm talking to myself sometimes. But I'm not. I'm praying. Because one thing that I was taught and one thing I've learned over the years is that I can't, like I just said, I cannot do it in my own strength. And so it's always a prayer going up, Lord, please let people hear the words that they need to hear through you, not what Emily has to say. And so that's just one thing I'd like to pass on is anytime you could be in the car, in the shower, with your friends, at your house, at work, anywhere, always just throw up a prayer or petition to the Lord to ask for his strength to help you get through whatever you are trying to accomplish. And so how do we go about serving? Let's do a little how-to guide. Let's break it down. The simplest way I can tell you how is that every day we should lead our lives to meet the needs of others. Every single day, look to find a need and meet it for someone else. And that could look like a whole bunch of different things. There is no real roadmap or how-to guide of how to do it. You let the Lord guide you and lead you, and you make it happen. You can serve in the church. You can teach Sunday school, small groups, youth group, children, nursery, hospitality. Help people feel welcome when they come to church. You don't have to be on the hospitality team to do that. You help make sure that everyone feels welcome when they walk through our doors. We bring people together in community. Provide a meal for someone that just had a baby, that had a death in the family. By leadership, if you're a natural born leader, then lead by example, by using your voice, help plan and execute ministry events and ideas, serve on a ministry teams, missions, altar guild, outreach, prayer team, care team, and then worship. You can serve in any various ministry capacity that we have to make our worship services happen. The tech team, the choir, ushers, hospitality team, there are tons of ways to serve here at the church. And then if you don't feel led to serve in the church yet, jump into service into the community. We have multiple soup kitchens in town. We've got Koala, Lamp, Living Bridges, the Valdosta Street Feed feeds people every Monday. Look out for your neighbors. We saw that after the hurricane, right? You couldn't get anywhere. You couldn't go anywhere. You had to look out. You didn't have to do anything, but the next best thing was to look after your neighbors because that's where you could go. And then take care of the vulnerable. Visit shut-ins, those in nursing homes. Check on people that live alone. They might need a little extra community. The possibilities are endless. So continue to lean into what God has called you to do with your skills and talents, and then find a way to serve, even if there's not even a way for you to use your abilities yet. Come up with a new way to serve. So as we wrap up, let's look at the last part of verse 11. Peter is reminding us again the ultimate reason why we serve. It is all for God's glory. So that in all things, God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. We want everything we do to be not for our own praise, to not be for our own recognition, but to bring Jesus Christ the praise. Amen. So I'll leave you on two images that I have. One is already up here, so that means three. There'll be three. Sorry, Colin. I'm making you work for it today, bud. So a couple years ago, we had a church shirt made that had three simple words on it right here. Worship, grow, serve. When we sold the shirt, some people might have bought the shirt if you're a t-shirt person. I wear mine to work at least once a week. But the staff was brainstorming some ideas for this new church shirt that we wanted to come up with. And something that was simple, it really got the point across to what our church was about. And then Matt Feltz in the back there, he came up with these three simple words, worship, grow, serve. And we put them on a shirt. Oh, you're back here now, sorry. And it is a perfect representation of what we want to live out here at Valdosta First Methodist Church. There are two versions of this shirt, actually. There's a gray one, and Brad is rocking it in this picture. Way to go, Brad. But these are some of our youth that were delivering supplies to so they could be delivered to a local community after the hurricane that was in need. And this is one just visual representation of what service looks like. This was a Saturday morning that we took this picture. They didn't have to get up and wake up and go do this, but they wanted to serve and they wanted to help those that had a need. With Hurricane Helene this past September, we all know it was really bad. It was really bad. A lot of people hurting. So much devastation. But I saw so much good come from it because of the way people served. They came from all over the country here to stay at our church to help serve our community. And it was just such an honor and a privilege to be a part of that and to see God's work being done through people just saying, I will go, just send me, and I'm ready to serve and help. And so I pray that that will continue long after the hurricane cleanup is over. And then the second shirt is pink. I like the pink one. And then it's me. I'm wearing the pink one in this one. We look kind of silly, don't we? So this past summer in June, we had a mission team go to Jamaica. We're actually missing one team member in that picture, Diane. But we dressed up. We did we led a VBS every morning, and we did the stories of the parable of the lost coin, the lost sheep, and the lost son. And the kids ate it up. They thought it was the coolest thing ever to see people in costumes and just reading about Bible stories. But this is one way that our church lived out Mark 16:15. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. We took a leap of faith this past year sending a team. It was only four of us, but hey, the four of us went, and it was an awesome trip. I cannot wait to go back again. So because we love Jesus so much, and because we have so much gratitude for what he has done for us, we want the whole world to know. Everybody. So how do we let the world know? We start by serving in our own homes, by serving right here in our church, by serving in our community, and then we go out in all the world. So we want to see our congregation worship together to grow deeper in their faith and live out the love of Jesus Christ through service. So wherever God is calling you to serve, we are ready to help nurture that calling. It's time to serve. Amen. I'm going to pray for us real quick as our worship team comes back forward. Father God, I pray that we can just take a moment to be still and quiet, Father. Lord, I pray that you speak to us during this time, Lord. I pray that you can let us know what giftings and callings and talents and skill sets that you have blessed us with, that we are ready to just go and serve the people, Father, to show them your love. Lord, we are so, so thankful for everything that you have done for us every single day. We are not worthy of the grace that you give us, but you give it to us freely, and we are so thankful for that. We pray that we can give back and that we can serve others however you show us is most needed and wherever that is. Father God, we just give you all the thanks and all the glory, and everything goes to you, Father. It's in your Son's name we pray. Amen.